Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our conference call. Our chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please go ahead, and I will be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan, and I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited conference call for the 2025 interim results announcement of the company. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cherniakenko, and our CFO, Daniela Kotera. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. Now, as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download them from our website at www.irc.com.hk。各位好，我是香港铁钢研发主管同埋公司秘书袁兆章。欢迎大家出席铁钢研发香港交易所股票编号2029嘅2025年中期业绩报告电话会议。今日公司出席嘅代表包括有首席执行官Dennis Cherniakenko先生，同埋首席财务官Daniela Kotera先生。出席嘉宾暂时会议为聆听嘅模式嘅。喺管理层正式报告完毕之后，我就会设有一个答问嘅环节，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外，我想提醒大家，呢个会议系正在进行录音嘅，而会议使用嘅公告同埋演讲稿已经上载于本公司嘅网站www.irc.com.hk。欢迎大家下载嘅。咁而家我哋有请我哋嘅首席执行官Dennis Cherniakenko先生为我哋主持今次嘅会议。It's our pleasure to turn the call to our CEO, Dennis Cherniakenko. Dennis, please begin.
Thank you so much. Good morning, good afternoon, dear investors, dear shareholders. Let me start. I will start with our presentation. Please go to the slide number five, and I will announce first half of 2025 highlights. The key financial highlights: revenue rose to 123 million, mainly due to a 77% increase in sales volume, despite a 14% decrease in Platts index price. Cash cost per ton decreased to 77.4, mainly due to improved quality of ore and lower stripping ratio at Sudara and improved iron ore recovery following technology improvements made by KNS team. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding non-recurring items and foreign exchange, is 6.7 million. Adjusted underlying loss of $3 million. Asset impairment charge on KNS of 120.2 million, driven by ruble appreciation and stronger ruble outlook, which inflates project future cost. And by this, loss attributable to shareholders is 102 million, and cash and cash deposits decreased to 30 million, mainly due to voluntary prepayment of MIC loan and CapEx incurred of Sudara development. And some key operational highlights: production volume increased by 25.7% to 1,423,000 tons, mainly due to improved quality of ore from Sudara and improved iron ore recovery. Sales volume increased to 27% to 1,419,000 tons, in line with the production increase. I want to mention that we successfully continue with Sudara development. successful and quick ramping up of mining works at Sutara. This half-year period has been both transformative and challenging. While we have made significant operation improvement, external market conditions have tested our resilience. The successful mining operation at the Sutara mine is a game changer to IRC and marks a watershed moment. At this mine site drives substantially better quality iron ore, which allow our team to increase production volume. And right now, so I want to pass the word to our CFO, Danilo Kotlyarov, to tell about financial more in details. Danilo, please go ahead.
Yes, Denis. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you a quick update about our semi-annual results. Can you move to the next slide 7? So here we have the key information, the key data about our results. So as Denis mentioned already, in terms of the production, this period was quite successful. So as you can see, against the results of the first 6 months of the last year, we have very significant increase in the production and corresponding increase of sales. So this only became possible with the successful beginning of the commissioning of the mining work at Sutara mine, which is a primary source of the ore at the moment. So without the development of Sutara, we wouldn't be able to achieve this result, and we are very happy about this. So unfortunately, in terms of the revenue, we are following like the market, and as you're all aware, with some slowing down in the Chinese economy, we are not immune, and the price of iron ore are weaker than it was a year ago. That's why we have a corresponding increase in the average selling price and also in the revenues. In terms of the cash cost, we have significant decrease in the cash cost. So what happened despite the appreciation of the ruble, and I will explain this in detail like later, which again reflects the improvement of our operations with the commission of Sutara mine. So as a result, the bottom line, the EBIT of the company over the first 6 months of this year, it's positive, although as I mentioned, it's negatively affected with the micro parameters, which is both appreciation of the ruble and also decrease in the price of iron ore. In terms of the bottom line, we have a negative result, but it resulted with the significant impairment of the KNS mine, but this is dictated with the IFRS rules. We are required each reporting period to reevaluate the prospect and recalculate the NPV of our project, and with significant appreciation of the ruble and corresponding change in the outlook on the ruble exchange rate, we were required to do this impairment. I can underline again, this is non-cash impairment, and we are guided by the rules, and so this primarily happened because of the prospects of the ruble appreciation, and because the because the vast majority of our costs are denominated in rubles, we have a corresponding increase in the cost of operations. So if if at the end of the year the outlook of the ruble exchange rate will be different, then we will have a corresponding, we'll have also a change in the assessment of the KNF value. So in terms of the cash usage, the majority of the 12 million of the capital expenditures in the first half of this year, it relates to the Sotera development. We're expecting more capex in relation with our second big project, the commission of our own mining equipment so closer to the end of the year. So let's move to the next slide. Here there's main information about about P&L of the company. Although I mentioned already the key information, I can add here so you can note significant decrease in the finance cost of the company, which reflects the repayment of the voluntary repayment of the loan at the beginning of the year. We have used the money raised with the rights issue. We repaid the expensive tranche. We have two tranches, and one of them it was a balloon tranche with the repayment at the end of the term, and it has the high interest rate. We repaid this loan in the beginning of the year. That's why we have this significant decrease in the amount of the interest payment. If you look also at information about 29.8 million of the write back of the payables. This is a result of the settlement agreement that we entered to beginning of the year in relation with our dispute with the company who was building KNF mine. And as a result of this, we had one-off gain in relation with the payables which were due in accordance with the EPC contract terms. So let's move to the next slide with the balance sheet information, but it's basically the reflection of what I mentioned already. So the major difference here is the decrease in the amount of the fixed and tangible assets, which is a result of the impairment. Decrease in payables is the write back of our liability in accordance with the PC contract, and decrease in borrowings is both the amount of the regular repayments we did in relation with our loan with MIC, and also the regular payments. On the next slide with the cash flow, I can only repeat the reflection of the previous of what I told before. So the major movements were the repayment of the borrowings and the capital expenditures. With the movements in the working capital operational cash flow over the first 6 months of this year was basically nil. I would like to say a few more words about the costs of the KNF. So on slide 11, there is the information about the cash cost of the company of this year against the previous year. So despite the appreciation of the ruble, as you can see, we have significant decrease in the running cost of the company. So it primarily it relates to the decrease in the mining, in the cost of mining. So two factors here are impacting the decrease. Result in this decrease is the improvement of the ore quality in Sotera mine and corresponding improvement in the yield, as in the yield of the production, of the recovery rate, and also the decrease in the a decrease in the stripping ratio, and I'll give you a little bit more information on the next slide with bridge. As you can see here, in terms of processing costs, we're almost in line with the last year, despite the appreciation of the ruble and increase in salaries costs. Worth also like noting is that we have an increase in the mineral extraction tax, which is a result of the decrease in the rate. So beginning of this year, we have an increase in the rate of the tax on iron ore. It's almost 50% of the increase in the base rate, and also over the past like 8 years, we've been using the tax subsidies as a regional investment project, and there is a gradual like decrease of the subsidy in relation with the mineral tax, and So we are now enjoying the last like 2 years of this like subsidy, and the coefficient of the decrease in the tax that we are applying in order to calculate the tax, it decreased over the last year. That's why we have this increase, which resulted is almost like double of the tax we are paying. Although there was also a positive like factor, because last year we have temporary export duties which were quite big and which were cancelled beginning of this year, so we have saving here. The increase in the cost of transport is all primarily the effect of the ruble appreciation. On the next slide here, you have a bridge between the results of the last year and the level of the EBITDA generated over the 6 months of this year. It's basically a reflection of what I mentioned. Yes, we have significant improvement in terms of the production of the volumes, so recovery rates, yield of the ore. So unfortunately, it's almost... it's almost entirely wiped out with the decrease in the price of iron ore and also in the ruble, and also in the rate of ruble. Here also you can see there is a positive effect of the movements in stockpiles and the goods in transit, which is basically a reflection of the stripping ratio and also of the movement in the ore stockpiles. So I can explain this. In the first half of the last year, with the depletion of the KNF mine, we were required like to mine ore with a high stripping ratio and also utilize the stockpiles of the ore with a low quality. And in the first half of this year, so the stripping ratio of Sutarami are significantly like lower, and the ore quality is better. And instead of utilizing the stockpiles, we were accumulating the stockpiles. So we have this positive effect on the operational like result. In terms of other changes, yes, mining, increasing the mining and hauling costs, it's a reflection of the inflationary pressure which we're experiencing, and we were required to increase a little bit increase the rates on which we are buying like services of mining and hauling of the ore, and this is one of the reasons why we are investing in our fleet in order to be more in control of our costs. And increase in salaries, it's also the reflection of the inflationary pressure, especially in the labor market, because in this region and in Russia in general, there is we have a shortage of the working labor, and in order to keep up with the market, we are required like to adjust and increase the salaries on KNF. That's basically all. The next slide is information about the outstanding like that. As we mentioned already, we repaid the majority of the loan, we left only 28 million outstanding, which is due to be completely repaid at the end of the year. So the gearing of the company is quite low, which is positive. I guess that's all about the results, and I would like to pass the word like to Johnny to talk about corporate matters.
Right. Thanks, Danila. So very quickly on slide 15, just to remind the audience that we did a share consolidation, a 10-to-1 share consolidation in June. At that time, we suggest to do a to reduce the number of issued shares by using a 10-to-1 share consolidation. And we increased the lot size from 2,000 shares per lot to 4,000 shares per lot. So we did that at the end of June, and it was approved in the AGM in June. So the numbers that you are seeing are the numbers, which is after the share consolidation. The whole purpose of the share consolidation is just to make sure that each lot is more valuable, such that trading of the shares becomes more efficient and you have less handling fees and commissions, things like that. So that has been all done, which is very successful. Again, shareholders are at top bottom corner remains unchanged. Axioma remains our largest shareholder, and we have a free flow of 35%. I guess that summarizes our presentation for the management. And we are happy to move on to the Q&A session, please. Operator, can you please help us put us through to the Q&A session?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 for questions. We have a question from James Hong. Please go ahead. Thank you. Hi, James. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, James. Yes, please go ahead.
Hello?
Please. Yes, all good.
Okay. Okay, you can hear me. That's good. I have a couple of questions. The first question is on page 8, financials income statement. I just want to check something. So IRC had a revenue of $122.8 million, right? If I divide that by 1.4 million megatons, that will give me an average sales price of around, let's say, $87 or something like that. And then I compare the average selling price to the average 65% iron ore average over the first half of 2025 of about $112. That implies a discount over the average iron ore price of almost 25%. Is that what is really the discount of the selling price to the customers because of the essentially the power that the customer have over IRC?
Yes, I can reply the question. If you look at the slide at the previous one, so you can see actually the whole information is here. You can see that there is we are publishing achieved like selling price, and you don't need to divide anything. It's very clear here. Then if you look, the price on the wet metric term is about $86 as you calculated, but there is also the price on the dry metric term, because we are selling the product with the moisture. And you can see that the price on the DMT is $93 a ton, while average high grade index was 112. And Platts index is obviously in a dry metric tone. So the difference between these two numbers, which is approximately like $20, is basically the reflection of the discount. So everything is very transparent, and indeed, this is the discount which we have on the market which we are trading. As we were always mentioning, we are working on a captive market, which is the northeast of China, where the pricing is basically kind of determined with a sort of oligopolistic market on the buyers. Who are dictating the price, and so steel mills who are supplying to this market. It's not only us, we are not like we one of the key suppliers, but we are not the only one. So the market is like determined by the price in which we are taking. We are trying to develop different geography. And when the price allows, we will also supply like all using the sea route, and the pricing on CFR basis is much closer to the Platts, and we have no problem achieving the level of the pricing which is close like to be at par with the Platts or with the much lower. With a slight discount, which also like I don't know, the big producers like from Australia are supplying. But the problem is in our case is that we are so close to the border, so our logistical like advantage is only can be unlocked if we're supplying via railway. At this moment of time, we're primarily using like the bridge. It means that our transport leg to the border with China is just a couple of hundred kilometers, with the turnover of the wagon just a few days, and so this is how we optimize our logistics costs. Like, should we want to supply via sea route, then we obviously need to rail this to the ports in far east of Russia. We need to incur the port handling costs, and then we need to incur the freight costs. And all this together are significantly like more than the discount that we are experiencing with the customer. So while we are putting a lot of efforts to increase the diversification of our client base, this is the discount which we have on the market, and so. We are hoping to improve it, but right now, yeah, this is what we are selling at.
I see. On to the page 8 on the income statement, I just want to check something. So when you calculated your cash cost of $77 for a wet metric ton, are you including the general admin expenses before depreciation? So are you including that $5.586 million, or are you only including the $110.4 million? So I guess my question is like the $77 per wet metric ton, does that include the general admin expenses or not?
It's not including general and admin expenses. It doesn't include depreciation. This is the cash cost only, the cash cost of the mine.
Okay. Then on to your capital expenditure. So this half, the increase in capital expenditure is like from 9 to 12 million.
Yes.
So going forward, what do you think to maintain a production of, say, 2.8 million tons a year, how much maintenance capex do you think you need just to keep that production stable?
Your question. The capital expenditures relating to the last year and this year, and what we are planning to incur by the end of the year, we are upgrading of the fleet of the mine equipment. This obviously are development projects. This is not a sustaining capital expenditures. The plant, although it's been built like 10 years ago, until now it's been, you can call it a bit like new because we did a lot of upgrades initially, but rough estimation, I guess. The rule of thumb is that the level of sustaining capital expenditures, it might vary between 5 to 10% of the cost of the equipment. In our case, the initial cost of the processing equipment, of the equipment only, not the cost of the building, was about 100 million. So together with mine equipment, we can access that. It's a very rough estimate, but it might be between $6 to $10 million a year. So this will be a normal like level to keep operational, in order to keep operations running and also like keep the necessary upgrade in order to keep it running in kind of longer term.
And when you talk about 6 to 10 million, are you referring to keep like a production level of 2.8 million tons? Like how much tonnage do you think is sustainable?
Yeah, we are currently operating close in the first half of this year, especially closer to June. We were operating almost at the full like level of the capacity, which is achievable at this moment of time. So it's roughly 3 million tons a year, which is quite close to the design. Quite close to design capacity. In order to significantly increase, we actually quite actively looking at the different options of the development. Originally, we had the plans to double the production. So that was in the original design of the project. So we are looking at the different options, which increase also like 50% increase in capacity. But this will require additional capital expenditures. We are in the process of assessing this at the moment. I cannot give you the exact numbers, but what you asked me was a sustaining capital to keep on with the current production level, and we are working at the closer to maximum level of the capacity. If we want to increase it, we need more capital expenditures to expand the current plant.
Okay, and $4.5 million that you received after June 30th for selling your vanadium project shares, is that going towards paying back your debt?
We didn't get this money yet, so we signed an agreement. We didn't receive this money yet, but we are planning to invest this money into our capital needs, in particular also to our current working capital needs, because with the decrease in price and with the significant appreciation of the ruble, we are generating like less cash that we could generate if the price of iron ore and especially the exchange rate would be at the level that which we've seen at the end of last year when we made the projections, and so we need this capital in order to keep on with our investment program, and particularly the mine equipment program.
Just to add a quick point on this, we haven't received the 4.5 million yet, but the money is in escrow account because of the fact that The transfer of the equity needs all sorts of registration in the local PLC authorities. And we are doing that. It's all normal process. And so that's why we have the 4.5 million is not in our bank account yet, but it's in the escrow account. And once all these registrations are done, according to the agreements, we will get the 4.5 million. So there's no issue of, you know, bad debt or whatever for the time being. It's just a matter of process. Just at this point.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. And then I guess my last question is I just want to make sure that I think in the financials you were in the half year report, there's a separate project which is the Garinskoye project. Are you still looking to further develop that project, and if so, is that going to be near term or like a longer term thing? Because the reason why I ask is like this project itself is in a pretty tight situation, so putting any more capital expenditure onto a new project is going to be additional cash. Cash costs on that. So, are you planning anything to move that project ahead?
I can answer that. Yes, you are quite right. This project has been in the portfolio of the company over the last like maybe 18 years. It's actually this is so while the deposit is quite good in terms of the ore quality, much better than KNS ore. It has a lot of magnetic ore with a high grade. The problem and the reserves are quite big, but the problem with this project is that it's located in the remote location of the Amur region, and it lacks infrastructure, in particular the railway access. So the development of this project was always like subject to the construction of the railway, which originally were in the plans of the government. So the plan was, it was in the program of development of the Russian railways, and over many years we've been waiting until these lines will be built. So without this project is most likely uneconomical. Although we are still working on trying to keep our plans open in terms of the future development of this project, if the railway with the access to the deposit will be built, so we are. An active discussion with the local government and federal agencies who are looking at this project. We are not like losing our hope in terms of the future development of the project. Although until we have the confirmation of the infrastructure development, then we will not be able to go ahead. And so. At this moment of time, we are not like spending any cash, and we have no like near-term plans of investing in this. And if the concrete plans of building the railway, then we will adjust our plans, and it will be a separate project to. Kind of look at, assess its potential in terms of the economy, and also as an also source of funding of this project. So definitely, it cannot be the cash flow of KNS. If your question is whether we are planning to like drain the cash flow of KNS to immediately invest in the project, then no, we have no such plans.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, if I can just squeeze in one more, the cash cost, $77, Do you think that's the best that you can do given the production volume has ramped up to already near the maximum capacity, or do you think there's further potential to decrease the cost, assuming that you don't expand the mining volume? Do you think the $77 is like?
Yeah, good question. I can. Let me reply. As yes, I would like to be like cautiously like optimistic about this, but in terms of in terms of the economy of scale, I believe there is no big potential of decreasing of decreasing the cost, and especially the cost of mining. So the reason why is that with kind of as you go deeper in mining your open pit, it's always resulting in an increase of the cost because of the haulage distance. So the haulage distance always increases, it's just the rule, and it means that your cost of mining will only be increasing. But so two factors which are giving me like cautious like optimism is that number one, we are switching to our own mine equipment. The cost that you can see right now, they are fully on the outsourced basis. So once we switch to our own equipment with a larger capacity, we are planning to use much larger capacity of the haulage trucks and also the shovels, which should give us quite sensible like decrease in the OPEX. And also, yes, of course, the depreciation of the ruble. So what we have seen like since the end of last year is almost like 20% appreciation of the ruble, which is basically equivalent with a similar increase in the dollar cost. So the ruble depreciation, then you'll see the depreciation of the cost as well. Of course, the inflationary pressure will be there, but so if the ruble depreciates, we are clearly getting a gain. So these two reasons might give us a decrease in the OPEX.
I see. Okay, thanks for answering all my questions.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 for questions. Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 for questions. Thank you. Excuse me, Johnny, there's no further questions at this point in time.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks to you for all the good questions. All right, so that concludes this conference call. If you have any more further questions, please feel free to contact us anytime. The contact details can be found at our corporate website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. 各位，我哋今日嘅會議完結啦，好多謝各位。咁如果有任何問題咧，隨時可以聯絡我哋嘅，喺我哋嘅官網度咧就可以揾到我哋嘅聯絡方法㗎啦。 咁我官網係 www.ilcgroup.com.hk 咁好，唔該曬各位。 OK, thank you. We can call this off. Thank you, operator.
Thank you for joining the conference. You may now disconnect. Goodbye.